business has been so slow lately with everything else going on. The girls are bored. Sales of services are down. Still got plenty saved up, but still. Maybe I should ask the others if they want to do work on mine. Oh, a customer. Welcome, welcome. I don't think I recognize you. Is this the first time you've been to our establishment? I see. Well, we're happy to have you. We provide all sorts of services here. Here, take a menu. You can see all of the services, as well as the various members of our staff will be pleased to take care of you. We've got oil massages, spa treatments, baths. There's even a traditional open-air hot spring out back as well. We even offer simple things like haircuts, ear cleaning, or just someone to talk to and lay your head on her lap like a pillow. Trust me when I say, whatever sort of comforts your heart desires, any of the girls here be happy to provide. So, what do you think? Do any of the girls catch your eye? All of our employees are demi-humans, or as some of our clients prefer to call them, monster girls. Elves, kitsune, cat girls, centaurs, slime girls, you name it. We've even got a Scylla girl. She gives some of the best full-body massages. Me? Well, if it wasn't obvious in the tail and hair pattern, I'm an orca demi-human. Bit of a rare treat. You don't often see us this far inland. We don't have the most outwardly obvious traits that some of the others do. We're tall and average. I think I'm around 7 feet. Larger than most humans in other ways, too. Some of the softest, most supple skin you'll ever touch. Especially once we're in the water. It makes for excellent baths and massages. I'm droning on about myself too much. I'm just the manager. I'm not actually available anyway. Now, if you're feeling uncertain, you're welcome to share some of your taste with me, and I can make a recommendation. Ah, yes. We do offer a full course option as well, although it's typically scheduled in advance. That's more of a full day event, or even multiple days, depending on your particular needs and desires. That's not what you're asking. A special course. I see. You're the kind of person with particular needs. A discerning individual of cultured tastes. There is another menu. Take a look at this one. I'm sure there's something here to fit your tastes. You may also combine any of these with the traditional offerings as well. So, what do you think? You want everything. Some might say you've got eyes bigger than your stomach. I've never had such a request, but I am sure we could arrange something for you. And do you have your eye on anyone specific? Me? My, oh my. I am quite flattered. Your interest in someone my age Charming. Thank you. But as I said, I'm not one of the choices. I simply manage and run the establishment. The ticket says you get full access to any service and staff of your choice. I'm not sure what ticket you're talking about. Do you have it with you? Thank you. Let's have a look. Oh, wait. This is... Where did you get this? You've had this over a year and you were too shy to use it? Da-da-da. That's absolutely adorable. We put this promotion out over 2 years ago. Nobody ever claimed the grand prize. Still, we didn't put an expiration date on claiming it. I knew this day would come eventually, I suppose. Well, I would be a terrible hostess if I were to deny your VIP access. So, you're serious about wanting me, aren't ya? You know, I've been out of the game for a long time. But there's a reason I'm the manager. This life is the life that I know best. I can still have a little fun every once in a while. Besides, it's not often that I get a customer with such quality tastes as yours. One who understands the value in being taken care of by somebody with years of knowledge, experience. Or maybe you just took one look at me and decided you wanted the big sister experience. Anyway, if you want everything, then I suppose we just start small and work our way up. You can just relax and leave everything in my capable hands. I'll take care of you, and you can let all of your worries melt away. Let's see. I'd say we should begin with a warm oil massage, then perhaps a bath. If it wasn't obvious from our earlier conversations, my species is best suited for those sorts of services. After that, we can see where things take us, see what you're in the mood for. All right, come with me and we'll get started. Head straight down the hallway into the room at the end. There's a massage table. You can disrobe and lie down on your stomach. I'll be in shortly with the oil. I apologize for the wait. It took a bit longer to prepare the oil than I expected. Back in my heyday, I had a particular mixture I liked to use. It not only relaxed the muscles, but it stimulates the body, making you feel all tingly. And getting everything prepared for memory was a little bit of a trial, but I think you'll like it. All of our oils are made from an all-natural edible base as well, so it has a lovely aroma. Having someone go out of their way to choose me of all people, it made me feel like I had to make this experience a little extra special. You notice, I wasn't sure if you're gonna stay flat in your stomach, or if you'd cast a glance my way. Why am I like this? Well, for one, I figured you'd feel a bit more comfortable with me if we were both like this. And aside from that, I told you, I want to make this a special experience. Now, let me get this set down. And hop up here on top. Don't worry, the massage tables are reinforced. They may creak and squeak, but they aren't going anywhere. And neither are you. I rather like this position, to be honest. You're so small under me. It's cute. It's cute. Let's get that oil massage started, shall we? Ah, how's that? Your body twitched when the oil touched it. It's nice, isn't it? Warm, tingly, slippery. Let me get it spread all over your body. I'll work all the kinks out of your muscles. Do you like that? Good, good. You'll start really feeling it once the effort, once the mixture starts to set in. What was that? Don't worry about it. I told you to relax and let me take care of you. Now, let me get some of the oil on myself, too. The oil works naturally with my species' own unique traits. My skin is already soft, supple, and slippery. Putting something like this on it just enhances that experience even further. Now, I'm going to put all of my weight onto your back. Don't worry, though. I'll be gentle. I'm soft and warm. Have you ever laid underneath a weighted blanket? It'll be just like that. How's that? Are you comfortable? You like my warmth. Good. Good. The best part of a position like this is that it makes it easier for me to massage all of your body at once. Now just relax. Close your eyes. And enjoy the massage. Oh. How's that? Are you enjoying this? Good. Good. Let's make the massage a little more intense, shall we? Yes. Oh, warm and slippery. Yes, good, good. It looks like all the tension has left your body. All of the knots and kinks that were in your muscles should be gone now. Oh. relaxed. Good. Good. Now, are you ready for the second half of the oil massage? You didn't think that'd be it, did you? I've only massaged your back. And there's other muscle groups that I need to take care of on the other side. Do you understand? Good. Good. Now, roll onto your back and let's continue. My, oh my, you must have been struggling so much. I can only imagine what it felt like having a cock this big pressing down into the table the entire time. How long were you like this? When did it start? Was it when my fat nipples rolled across your back? Or was it before that? Maybe when I pressed my warm breasts against you? Or perhaps from the moment I climbed on top of you? Are you weak to being underneath someone larger than you? Did you enjoy the feeling? Oh, it was earlier than that. It must have been from the first moment you cast your eyes on my naked body then. Well, considering that you managed to pull the golden ticket, you'll have a chance to enjoy every inch of it. For now, though, I noticed you've been staring at my breasts ever since you rolled over. Is this what you're into? Is this why you wanted me? My thick, warm body. My soft, heavy breasts. And my fat, squishy nipples. If you sucked on them, they'd be an absolute mouthful in more ways than one. Would you like that? Good, but too bad. You'll have to wait for that until later. For now, we have the second half of the oil massage to attend to. And I think there's one particular muscle that needs relief. You know, the oil mixture provided has a certain special ingredient mixed into it. The tingling is the sensation of the aphrodisiac I laced it with, and it's starting to set in. Now, imagine the effect it'd have on you if I directly massaged it into your cock. No, don't even open your mouth. Look, look, it twitched and pulsed as soon as I wrapped my slippery hand around it. It's so warm. No, not warm. Hot. Burning hot with desire. I'm gonna massage all of the tension out of it. Look at you, biting your lip, trying to hold it back. I was gonna start slow and tease you, but I think we're gonna go straight into it. You're more than ready. I'm going to milk every last drop of cum out of you, using these huge tits that you just can't seem to take your eyes off of. It's so big, but the tip barely peeks out of the top. Look, look. You can barely see it. Don't feel bad, though. It's more of a testament to the size of my bust rather than anything wrong with you. You can barely take it. Hold back, though. Hold back. The longer you endure, the more you'll get to enjoy this. How's this? Are you enjoying having your dick buried in my bust? They're so soft and warm and extra slippery. You should feel thankful. It's been such a long time since someone's got to enjoy my company like this. I wonder, how long can you resist? Against the weight and warmth, my heavy breasts. Every time I slam my fat tits down on you, my entire body shakes under me. The table creaks. Don't worry. Like I said, it's perfectly safe. Ah. You're trying so hard to hold back. Might only be able to resist when I do this. Delicious. The taste of your pre-cum mixed in the oil. Every time I mash my breasts down into your crotch, the head pops through just enough. I give it a nice taste. How long will you be able to survive, I wonder? Good. Give me more. So good. I can feel a twitching pulse between my breasts. You don't have to hold back. Feed me as much as you desire. Yes. Yes. Are you ready? Then give it to me. Delicious. There's so much. There's a lot more to be had, too. You need to... Where is it? There. Drink this. Good. No hesitation. That's a special little something that I keep for unique circumstances. A little mixture that will... How do I describe this? Increase your vigor. You'll last longer. Get harder. And produce more cum. Between that and the aphrodisiac-laced oil... I promise you that I'll be giving you some of the most amazing experiences of your life over the next few days. Take a few moments, catch your breath, and steady yourself. So, how was that? Was it as good for you as it was for me? It has been quite some time since I've been able to provide the full massage experience. I'm glad. You know, you look like an absolute mess right now. The look on your face, your flushed cheeks, your heavy breathing. This is just the beginning. You did ask for everything. So, I hope you took a few days off of work for this. Now, would you like to head straight to the baths? Or would you prefer to lie here with me for a bit and catch a breath? Stay a bit longer. All right. Come here. I'll keep you warm. Don't want to get cold as the oil cools down. Just press your head to my chest and close your eyes. I'll keep you company here as long as you like. And when you're ready, we'll head over to the baths. After all, we've got all the time in the world. You're my special guest. Kiss? I thought you'd never ask. Now, Just rest easy while I keep you warm.